Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. To start off today's show, we're going to head over to Scotland as we take a listen to a band called Deaf Shepherd with a medley of four tunes that they call Even in the Rain. This track features Rory Campbell on the Highland bagpipes. Deaf Shepherd here on 101.5.
remember being 17. When all the days roll on forever, memories of beauty in the room. Right there, I wanna... In your mind, all the nights they fade together.
The jolly ploughboy was ploughing up his land with his horses in good order to keep. He whistled and he sang as the ploughsheet jogged along. His intention was to court a pretty maid, pretty maid. His intention was to court a pretty maid. He ended his song as the ploughshee jogged along, saying, "This fair maid's far above my degree. If her parents they would know, they would prove my overthrow, and the first place they would send me is the sea, is the sea. And the first place they would send me is the sea." When her old father knew she was courted on the plain, he vowed he would send him o'er the sea. A press gang then arose and they sat my love on board, and they sent him to the war to be slain, to be slain. And they sent him to the war to be slain. Dressed herself in a suit of men's clothes, her pockets well lined with bright gold. And as she walked down the street with her red rosy cheeks, she looked just like a young sailor bold, sailor bold. She looked just like a young sailor bold. First one that she met was the captain of the ship, and unto him she told all her woe, saying, "They took from me my joy and my own ploughboy, and they sent him to the war to be slain, to be slain. And they sent him to the war to be slain." She's denied a purse of the bright shining, saying, "Here's 50 bright guineas and more." And she's freely laid it down for her bonny ploughboy, and she's got the young man she adored, she adored. And she's got the young man she adored. Thank you.
first formed back in 1998. That was a band called Malinky, who hail from Scotland. And we heard their arrangement of a traditional song all about the plowboy and the maid, a track from Malinky's fourth album, Flour and Iron, that they released in 2008. Before Malinky, we heard Bioga, a five-piece Celtic band that was originally formed in the County Kerry in 2002. We heard a track from their new mini-album, Carousel. The song is called Homebird. And this track featured the vocals of Irish singer-songwriter Niall McCabe, who comes from the County Mayo's Clare Island. Start off today's show with a Celtic band from Scotland called Deaf Shepherd. We heard a medley made up of four tunes. Started off with Even in the Rain, was followed up by the Quebec Breakdown, and then we heard Lock and Dwin, and closed off with Gregor Lowry's. The album was titled Even in the Rain from 2001, and Deaf Shepherd first got together back in 1993. If you're just tuning in, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxies Dargold, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and a community radio station, 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Queued up next, a song by Steve McIntyre, a fine singer-songwriter from Cape Breton Island. The song is called Highland Promise, and this song was written through the eyes of a Jacobite soldier who fought for his nation's independence at the infamous battle at Culloden that took place 274 years ago on the 16th of April, 1746, when the Jacobite forces of Barney Prince Charlie were defeated by the troops commanded by the Duke of Cumberland. Steve McIntyre with Highland Promise here on 101.5.
Here's to you, my dearest Maggie, you're feeling alone. I've started to feel that way too. 'Cause all of our clansmen lie dead at Culloden, and all of my thoughts turn to you. The Inverness Road has become quite a bog. The sleet, the hail and the rain, and all that I can hear through this damned Highland fog are the drones of the pipes in my veins. If you keep the door open, I will come along just as soon as the night falls upon us. We're being slaughtered by the redcoats, but I'm coming home. Here's to you, my one Highland promise. The last charge was a bad one, many went down, and the bayonets nearly run us all through. And those poor MacDonald boys, how proudly they marched. They've been murdered from 12 down to 2. If you keep the door open, I will come along just as soon as a night falls upon us. We're being slaughtered by the redcoats, but I'm coming home. Here's to you, my one Highland promise. I must go, my dear Maggie. Bonnie Charlie has called, and the battle is started anew. And all of our soldiers are now there retreating, but I will fight one more battle for you. But keep the door open, and I will come along just as soon as the night falls upon us. We're being slaughtered by the redcoats, but I'm coming home. Here's to you, my one Highland promise. We're being slaughtered by the redcoats, but I'm coming home. Oh, here's to you, my one Highland
promise. Rising, this dam won't hold. Trouble comes, trouble comes. Angry water, deep and cold. Trouble comes, trouble comes. Better get higher up the valley side. Find some shelter from this plight. Ice is melting, water too high. Trouble comes to us tonight. The sky is dark, the air is still. Trouble comes, birds fly up beyond the hill. Trouble comes, better get higher before the slide. Find a hand and hold it tight. Ground is shifting, better take flight. Trouble comes to us tonight. Directions, but no one knows.
trouble comes, the compass spins, which way to go? Trouble comes, better get higher than the noise down here, rise above this tide of fear. Tender hearts, no end in sight, trouble comes to us tonight. Here we are in the same boat, row as one to stay afloat, bailing worry, pulling hard, no charge for this, we search for stars. When trouble comes, when trouble comes, when trouble comes, when trouble comes.
Song in the Irish language titled On Tool, which translates as The Apple. We heard the County Donegal's Clannad with their arrangement of this song, and the band made their mark in the folk and traditional music scene back in the 1970s, and the band members originally were made up of Ciarán Paul and Moya Brennan, joined in by their twin uncles, Noel and Padraig Dugan. And on this album, they were also joined in by Enya on lead vocals. It was originally recorded back in 1982. And you can find this arrangement on a fine compilation called The Ultimate Collection. In front of Clannad, we heard a new single titled When Trouble Comes. It marks the reunion of co-writing partners Ontario's Alison Lupton and New Hampshire's Craig Worth. And this song was inspired by the annual spring flooding of Ontario's Grand River. Started off that set with Cape Breton's Steve McIntyre and a song he wrote called Highland Promise, all about famous battle at Culloden that occurred back in 1746. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music, so try and stay with us. Before we get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Queued up next, a song by Liam McCandles, a fine folk singer and songwriter from the Scottish town of Denny. We're going to hear a track from his newest album, The Place You Can Call Home. Here's Liam with his cover of one of my favorite Richard Thompson songs, Bee's Wing, here on 101.5.
I was 18 when I came to town and called it the summer of love. Burning babies, burning flags, the hawks against the dove. I took a job in the steamy, with tuning coals from streets. I fell in love with a laundry girl who was working next to me. Brown hair zigzagged around her face, a look of half surprise. Like the fox caught in the headlights, there was animal in her eyes. She said, oh man, can't you see, I'm not the factory kind. If you don't take me out of here, I'll surely lose my mind. Oh, she was a rare thing, as fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath of wind might blow her away. Oh, she was a lost child, and she was running wild. She said, so long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. You wouldn't want me any other way. We bust around the market towns, but pickings down in Kent's. We could take her pots and pans and knives wherever we went. We were camping down the Gower one time and the work was mighty good. She thought we shouldn't wait for the frost and I thought maybe we should. I thought that we might settle down, get a few acres dug, a fire burning in the hearth and Bobby's on the rug. She said, oh man, you foolish man, that surely sounds like hell. You might be lord of half the world, you'll know it on me as well. For she was a rare thing, as fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath of wind might blow her away. And she was a lost child, and she was running wild. She said, so long as there's no price on love, will stay. Wouldn't want me any other way. was drinking more in those days. Her tempers reached a pitch. Like the fool, I let her run when she took the rambling itch. Now the last I heard, she's living rough, back on the Derby beats. A bottle of white horse in her pocket, a wolfhound at her feet. They say she even married once to a man named Romany Brown, but even a gypsy caravan was too much like settling down. They say her rose is faded, rough feather and tarred boots. Maybe that's the price you pay for the chains that you refuse. Oh, she was a rare thing, as fine as a bee's wing. I miss her more than ever words can say. If I could just taste the sum of her wildness now, if I could hold her in my arms today, I wouldn't want her any other way. Oh, she was a rare thing, as fine as a bee's wing. I miss her more than ever words can say. If I could just taste the sum of her wildness now, if I could hold her in my arms today, I wouldn't want her any other way. Oh, she was a real thing.
the quiet of the cove and to hear Aunt Bessie talking to herself. And to hear poor Uncle John mumbling wishes to old Nell, it made me feel that everything was fine. I was born down by the water, it's here I'm gonna stay. I've searched for all the reasons why I should go away, but I haven't got the thirst for all those modern day toys, so I'll just take my chances with those salt water joys. Following the little brook as it trickles to the shore, in the autumn when the trees are flaming red, kicking leaves that fall around me, watching sunsets paint the hills, that's all I'll ever need to feel at home. This island that we cling to has been handed down with pride by folks that fought to live here, taking hardships on stride. So I'll compliment her beauty, hold on to my goodbyes, and I'll stay and take my chances with those saltwater joys.
That was Juno Award-winning cellist Ofra Harnoy, joined in by her daughter Amanda Cash on vocals. And we heard their arrangement of a song written by Newfoundland's Wayne Chalk of Buddy What's-His-Name and the Other Feller's fame. The song was called Saltwater Joys. And this track comes from Ofra's new album, On the Rock, celebrating the sounds and spirit of Newfoundland, where she and her husband Mike now live. Before Ofer Harnoy, we heard Karen Casey, who originally comes from Ireland's the County Waterford. And Karen's career has spanned some 30-odd years now, from her early days as a singer in George's Bistro back in Dublin to her 4.5 years in New York City as the lead singer with the Irish-American supergroup Solace. We heard a song called Pacing the Dark that comes from Karen's 6th solo album, Two More Hours, that she recorded in 2014. Start off today's show with Liam McCandles and his arrangement of Richard Thompson's Bee's Wing, a track from his newest recording, The Place You Call Home. Queued up next, one of my favorite female singers from Glasgow. We're going to hear a song by Eddie Reader, who was born on the 29th of August, 1959. Eddie was known both for her work with Fairground Attraction as well as her very successful solo career. And back in 2018, Eddie marked her 40th year as a performer, and that year she recorded her 11th studio album. It was called Cavalier, and we're going to hear her arrangement of a traditional song based on the words of Scottish poet Robert Tannehill called Meg of the Glen, here on 101.5.
Spoke to the lasses were shy. Meg of the Glen and the Doughty at all. To them could never be bonny no bro. Her mother would have her to marry the miller. Her father would have her to marry a laird. Trolley we can and salute the cellar. The brightens are fancy to honor the gift. The miller is crooked, the miller is crooked. The laird though he's worth is a liar. So she married the laird and he suddenly died. Now her Meg's a rich widow with silver to spend, and everyone cares for her Meg of the Glen. Meg of the Glen went off to the fairy ribbons and boasted in her bonny brown hair. Head it was heavy, her heart it was light, all the long way for her love and to thank. Meg of the Glen went off to the fairy ribbons and boasted in her bonny brown hair. Thought she would die, but she then knew no pain. Why everyone cared for her Meg of the Glen. Cares for her Meg of the Glen.
They stuck him in the army and they told him where to stand. What a rigid occupation for the ordinary man. 'Cause he stood outside the factory gates with his paper in his hand. What a shameful termination of the ordinary man. Weapon in his hand. What a mean manipulation of the ordinary mind. Politics will seal his fate and money lend a hand, but there's no emancipation for the ordinary mind. Kiss upon the cheek, then silver changing hands. What a sorry condemnation of the ordinary man. And within the prison walls he waits a government's command. What a cruel incarceration of the ordinary man. Ship went down 'cause he was in the bind. What a final destination for the ordinary man. What a final destination for the ordinary man.
That was multiple Juno and Canadian Folk Music Award winner David Francie, who immigrated to Canada with his family back in the mid-1960s, and he now lives in southern Ontario. We heard a song that David wrote called Ordinary Man. It comes from an album titled So Say We All. And before David, we heard Glasgow's Eddie Reader with her arrangement of a traditional song called Meg of the Glen, a track from an album titled Cavalier. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's show, and you're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have a band called Beltane's Fire, and they're a 5-member hip-hop Celtic fusion band from California's San Francisco Bay Area. We're going to hear their arrangement of a medley of 3 traditional reels that includes Fisherman's Favorite, Dunmore Lasses, and Jenny Dang the Weaver. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, help look after others until we meet once again here on 101.5. Here's Beltane's Fire. Bye for now.